It's time for the Monday edition of Racing with the Wise Guy with me, Kirk Wise, being brought to you today by Elizabeth Arden, also by StubHub, and by Bowhunter Superstore, America's favorite archery store, located in Wellsville, Pennsylvania, open now 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. And of course, you can always shop online right on the website at www.bowhuntersuperstore. Great specials, great savings, and always the best selection. It's America's Superstore, Bowhunter Superstore. In local racing this past weekend at Port Royal Speedway on Friday night, it was Todd Schaefer taking the win in the 50-lap sprint car feature over Mike Eardley, Brian Lepo, Keith Kaufman, and Brian Monteith. The Pro Stock feature went to Tim Crape. And at Linda's Speedway on Friday night, it was a big night for Jerry Schott Jr. as he won the 600cc micro sprint feature. Eric Bodine and Richie Hartman also both winning features. And young Shannon Smith from Kunkeltown made history as she became the first female driver to win a feature in the popular Slingshot division. In Craftsman Truck Series racing, it was Ron Hornaday taking the win at the Gateway International Raceway over Dennis Setzer, Johnny Benson, Todd Bodine, and Jack Sprade. Johnny Benson has a 94-point lead over Ron Hornaday. Matt Crafton, Todd Bodine, and Mike Skinner, your top five in the points. Carl Edwards took the win in the Nationwide Series race on Sunday at Richmond International Raceway over Scott Wimmer, Clint Boyer, Denny Hamlin, and David Reagan. Clint Boyer has a 207-point lead over Edwards in the point standings with Brad Keselowski, Mike Bliss, and David Reagan, your top five. And it was Jimmy Johnson back in victory lane in the Chevy Rock and Roll 400 Sprint Series race over Tony Stewart, Denny Hamlin, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Mark Martin. Kyle Busch continues to lead the way over Carl Edwards, Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Jeff Burton in the point standings. And Clint Boyer remained the 12th position going into the chase. Unfortunately, Casey Kane or David Reagan could not unseat him for that position. That's a quick look at racing. Until next time, it's been Racing with the Wise Guy. Next time I see you, I hope it's at the track.